Hello, everybody. Thanks, you guys, for joining us here at the Valley Outdoors. Ava's here.
I'm here.
And who is sitting? Who is this guy next to me?
The one and only Don Cleaver.
Wow. That's just, it kind of scares me. Because it's like never there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what in the world are you doing here?
We miss Don.
And you never know the reason why.
I know, exactly right. Didn't know the reason why. Lots of fun coming up today, guys. You're going to want to hang out. We're going to talk about the state of Mille Lacs, the fishery Mille Lacs with Tony Roach. He's got some phenomenal insights we brought up a couple, three, 4 weeks ago, but this is right from the proverbial horse's mouth. So stay tuned. That and more when we come back.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, Donald, good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
Then viewed.
Yeah, it's good to be present.
Exactly. Oh, got a great show coming up. I'm excited to talk to Tony. Tony Roach from Roach's Guide Service. He's a good friend of the show, good friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. And very knowledgeable on multiple fronts.
You know, I've never met Tony.
Haven't you?
But I fished with his dad.
I don't know if it's his dad.
Oh, really?
No. It's not. I don't think it's his dad. It's,
oh, really?
It's
Gary?
Relative. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Same last name.
Yep. Same last name. Infamous.
I bet he got some tips from his relative.
He might.
Yeah.
So, I have talked to him at length, and the nice part about Tony is he's very he's level headed. We've talked for quite a bit of time prior to having him on today, and really looking at in depth and multiple angles what Mille Lacs, as well as other fisheries that we've seen have issues and that are creating some legislative changes in Wisconsin. Again, what are the reasonings? And the reasonings are as important as anything else, because to me that shows the validity of what a natural resource management group, I don't care what you call it, the DNR or the Parks and Fish or whatever you call it, but it shows the validity of what they're doing and their testing by looking at the methodology and where they get their consistency from.
I think it'd be great to go down the line and get a DNR biologist on.
Oh, we
and hear what their comment is on it.
I've personally talked to the DNR biologist here multiple times. We've had him on our show multiple times.
So he said, but I'm talking if you're going to talk Mille Lacs from there.
Yep. So. Funny stories in spring when everybody gets to go out fishing for the first time. Weather's nice. Everybody's enthusiastic. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go out and catch a bunch of fish and I'm going to have a fish fry. And Don, you saw something funny.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yeah. There's a Facebook page there that if you want to keep up to speed what's going on the Mississippi River in pools 4, 5, 6, and I think 7.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think it's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Maybe it's just 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, people are getting in the habit of posting their big pictures.
A lot of big fish being caught right now.
Big fish, big bellies. And I'm happy to say that most of them say that it's still swimming.
It's going back, yep.
But the one that took the cake the other day, and I mean, to be honest, I've never seen a paddlefish, let alone caught one.
Now, do you know how you catch those? They won't bite on anything.
Yeah?
You just, it happens. Snag it? It happens, you get a hook in the mouth and you get it.
Oh.
That's it.
So anyway, this gentleman was pretty proud of his paddlefish, so he gets home and he slabs it all out and makes steaks out of it. And he puts a picture online on Facebook with a nice array of paddlefish steaks in the photo. And the moderator for the Facebook page congratulated him and said he'll no longer be allowed on this site and that he hoped he enjoyed his conversation with the conservation officer when he showed up because it's illegal to take a paddlefish in the Mississippi.
It is.
In any of those pools, at least. And yep. He was reminded by about 80 other comments. Sometimes you can't fix it.
Oh, stupid can't be fixed.
No.
No. And, you know, it, the other thing comes true. It's understand your limits. What are the limits? If you have a question, there is a thing called
on
your
the
phone.
Website, yep.
And you can pull that up.
Right on
I have
website.
Done that multiple times,
yeah.
You know, because you'll have a change of regulation and it happens. It happens quite often. So the realistic aspect becomes, how in the world do you...
Well, it's a good idea before you launch that you review those rules, at least for the body of water you're going to be fishing
in.
And what's unusual in this situation is the fact that it's border water. So you got to make sure you're abiding by both Minnesota and Wisconsin's rules.
So yeah.
I think he's probably learning the hard way.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, and I haven't heard any follow-up to that.
And,
but,
you know, on the walleye side of it, you know, you've got four fish, one over 20.
Yep.
And it's a combined aggregate sauger walleye. There you go. It's going to be great for the fishery. It's 2 years, I think, in now, 2 or 3 years that we've had that now. And there's some big pigs coming out, and that's good. The sauger population on the bigger saugers is not being devastated by people kept catching and keeping every big sauger. So
I did see another photo this morning. A gentleman had white bass, and he had a stringer. I'm not sure how he picked it up. He had so many on it. And again, the comments on it were reminding him of the rules. In fact, they posted the rule page on it. He thought the limit was 50, and the limit is 10. So he comes back with, well, that's per person. Well, I don't believe he had six people in his boat.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
Seen
that kind
happen.
Of thing go on. And
so make yourself aware of what's going on.
I actually called the tip line one time, and there was out-of-season fish being caught over limit fish, and I watched it happen. So, we'll tell you what, guys, we're gonna have fun talking to Tony Roach. He's coming right up. Hang tight, and listen to a couple words from our sponsors. Hang tight.